property is located on the west side of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 37100 Hudson Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 74.05. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, zero mail return, and the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joanna Rodionova, and my address is 37100 Hudson Road in Selbyville.
And are you gentlemen going to testify as well?
Yes, my name is Pavel Rodionov, 37100 Hudson Road.
My name is Thomas Costello. I'm the general contractor building.
And your address?
Oh, sorry. 22467 Ridgecrest Drive, Milton, Delaware.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Shall I go first? Just to give you a little background, we moved into this house 2 years ago, and we really love it. Everything is nice, and we're really, really enjoying it. The only issue we have is that it's only 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, and my husband works from home, and we also have a small child that's growing up, and we also have grandma living with us, and so the space is kind of tight. And so because of this, we wanted to expand the square footage of the house and add more rooms and more space. And so we decided to convert the garage into indoor living space. As you can see there, that's the old garage. And because now we're losing the garage, we need to build a new garage for our cars. So if you can see the picture, it's going to be the new garage is going to be built on top of our driveway, right next to the old garage attached to it. But the only issue we have and the reason we're requesting a variance is because if you see that red triangle, it's stepping over the setback limit, which is currently 15 feet from the property line. And it turns out the reason is sticking out, just that little back corner, is because of the angle of the house. It's a little bit tilted to one side, and also the shape of our lot is tilted to the other side, and so it's creating a little bit of narrowness towards the back. And so at the front of the new garage, you will still have the 15 feet of space, but as you walk backwards towards the end of the garage, it goes down to 10 feet of clearance, which is the narrowness that we have. And it's still a very reasonable clearance, and we still can fit a car through that, and we still wanted to have that space because just in case we need to drive a car or a lawnmower or a tractor or whatever in the back, we still wanted to leave enough clearance. But unfortunately, because that strange angle placement of the house, we're forced to step over just slightly. But as you can see, the majority of the garage fits within the allowable building area, and we're just requesting that small change in order to build that garage properly and to fit the two cars in there. the criteria that you guys have is uniqueness of property. So because of this uniquely angled placement of the house and the shape of the lot, we're in this situation where the narrowness kind of restricts us, and it creates a unique situation right there. The second point is it cannot be otherwise developed. It cannot be otherwise developed because that's the only place where we can attach the garage. We cannot do it on the right or on the front or on the back. That's the most logical place to place it. That's where our driveway is, and so it's just easy to Just driving and park right there. Not created by the applicant. No, the house was built like this 20 years ago. And so we didn't have a say on how the house was placed. Looking at the survey, it looks like the house was angled to match the road in front of our house, which is Hudson Road. And we think that's why they decided to place it like this instead of parallel with the property line. If they had properly, I guess, aligned it with the lot line, the garage will have fitted perfectly in the space where we are allowed to build. But unfortunately, because that strange angle, we're kind of forced to step over that invisible line. Number four, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're not part of any HOA community. All the houses around us are unique in their own ways. They're very nice. We have very nice neighbors, and they all have their own structures and their own ways they have built their houses. We also spoke to our neighbors, the next door neighbors, and they gave us their full support and approval. They're very nice. We even got a signed letter from the one that's most affected on the left side. We got a letter from her, and she gave us her full support and approval and her blessing. Then number five, minimum variance. As you can see, majority of the garage is in the buildable area, so we're simply requesting a variance to allow us to stick out a little bit on that red triangle. That's it. That's all I have. You have any?
Hi, ma'am. So my clients had contacted me, and we came up with a design in July of this year. Once we had the design sort of placed together, I have permits which were approved in September, the beginning of September. There was a misunderstanding what the setback actually was. I was initially under the impression that we did have a 10-foot setback, which I was misunderstood. So the original design should have gave us actually 10'4" from property line, assuming that it was 10-foot. It wasn't until actually we dug out the footers for a monolithic pour that the inspector came in and informed us that there is a 15-foot setback. It's kind of a surprise to all of us, I suppose. And now that that section of the project has been halted since then, near 2 months now. The remainder of the existing garage converted into two bedrooms, laundry room, and bathroom is underway. We have started tile and drywall already, have pulled with the approved. We had started that and already have our inspections completed up to this point. We are just asking for approval from the board so we can move forward, give them the garage that they've been so patiently waiting for, and hopefully with your blessing and the neighbor's blessing, we can get this thing moving along for them.
Any questions from the board? The shed that's in the back of the driveway, mm-hmm. Will the garage be about where the same distance from the property as the shed is?
About. I think the clearance that is left over with the new garage will be 10.4. So it's just a little bit, it's very close. I think the shed is 10.2 and.
Exactly. Yeah? The shed currently sits at 10'2" and the garage will be 10'4".
Okay. So they're just about in line.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. It's just a little.
So the driveway would basically go right in up to the garage, and the garage would be on that the wider section of the
asphalt
there.
Little section right there, yeah.
Is that a trailer in the neighbor's driveway?
Yeah, that's a
trailer. That's not a shed. That's
no, it's just
If I may, the yellow line there actually doesn't represent the actual property line. As we marked it out, it's actually about 4 inches past the vinyl fence onto the neighbor's property.
Yeah, all those white little lines. Property and extra, I don't know how much.
So how far past the vinyl fencing this way is it, the line?
It's approximately 4 inches past the vinyl fence that's currently there. And then we would be a true 10-foot from the fence onto their property.
And that's the neighbor that you said you've spoken
yes,
to?
Yes, she gave us.
I mean, this is just a little sliver. Do you have an approximate square footage that would need the variance as far as the part of the building? I mean, is it
past the so actually from the back line of the proposed garage from the 15-foot setback to where we need to be is just under 5 foot, and then that obviously would probably shake down into.
But by the end of the front of the garage, it's in compliance, is basically what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a triangle pie-shaped
yes.
area.
Correct.
Say it was 25, 50 square feet, if that.
I didn't do the math on this, but I would assume between.
The size of the garage is 24 feet wide by 30. Long. And so if you do the math, it will be 32 times 5 divided by 2. Calculator.
Don't do that to me tonight. It's been a long day. We'll say 25. No. Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Did you... And I understand you've already started the conversion of the garage to an addition, but did you look at other options for where an addition could be placed rather than taking up the existing garage?
What's the most logical and financially viable option? Because if you already have a frame, it will cost less. Versus adding a brand new structure somewhere else, decided to turn that into the living space. That's
when I look at this, I mean, I see a almost a rectangular shaped parcel, and I'm looking at and it's a blurry plan, I'll have to admit. The rear of the property references. Is that an easement? There's like a long, appears to be a long area back there. It says top bank. It is blurry on the copy that we have.
This this section here?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, that's some kind of easement. It says 80-foot tax.
So is there a tax ditch there?
Tax ditch.
So there's part of your rear yard you can't build on.
Right.
Do you have a well and septic on this parcel?
No.
Did you look at doing a detached garage?
Well, we considered that, but it's not, we can't do that because the house already came with an attached garage and every new construction and everything is already expected to have an attached garage. And you mentioned we've been living without a garage while they've been constructing and converting it for the last 2 months, and it's really a nightmare to walk out with your groceries and your things, and we have a child, and so it's just for safety reasons, for convenience. actually improve the value of the house to have the attached garage versus a detached garage.
Is this, you're taking up some of the existing driveway, which I'm presuming is an area that could be used for parking. Are you going to be replacing that with additional paved areas for parking on the lot?
That's the plan eventually, yeah, we want to extend.
Correct, so it already had sort of an apron off to the side, as you can kind of see there, and that went almost to the property line, as it were. So that would be remain what it is. That was blacktop before, and that's what it would remain to be.
But you're not making any additional driveway?
No.
All right. I thought you just said you thought you were going to extend
it. No, we're thinking of in the future, because also when we turn into our driveway, we will need to turn facing forward. But in order to make like if we need to park backwards or something, we do want to expand the driveway. Right now we don't have it in the plans, but as we, you know, forward in the future and we have, you know, the money to expand that driveway, we do want to do that so we have more ways to maneuver the cars.
Yeah, it looks like it's only wide enough for one vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you had the garage right there, then you're going to be coming right up to vehicle-wide driveway, right?
Yeah. But you are going to be expanding the driveway here so that you can drive in the two cars, garage door in the front.
So.
I would think
if I may,
you're going to back them out. I mean, they're going to have to turn into something to get out. That's
right.
A long driveway.
Actually, on the drawing there, where actually it says concrete walk, that corner right there, they just want to expand that, not the concrete walkway, but the driveway itself, that turn right there, they just want to expand that so they can turn around in the driveway to face out. There is some pretty not heavy traffic on that road, but the traffic is there. Does go pretty fast, so it is kind of risky backing out of the driveway.
Going into the grass just to make a use.
Did you rely heavily on your builder in the design phase of this to see if this was going to be code compliant before the work began?
We just designed it and he
did. So did you design it or did he design it after consulting with you about whether this was doable from
he
a
designed it, yeah.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Further questions from the board? If you would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13130? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13130? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13130 for Johanna Rodonova. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property is situated in a way on that property that it's narrowed at that certain corner and not aligned with the property lines. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variances is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I am voting nay. I believe that this is being created by the applicant. By a vote of 3-1, case number 13130 has been approved. Have a good evening.